beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. What does it mean to be a mother? When I became a mother, I was quite young and vulnerable. I was not quite the empowered and well-prepared mother that most educated mothers are these days. I truly appreciate the preparedness. Maybe thanks to search engines too. I think it is important for couples to be prepared, both physically and emotionally, to welcome a child. To equip them well, to show them by example what it is to be a human being. In fact, I think couples should go through a rigorous testing process, which should be a test of genetic factors and emotional compatibility, much less about wealth and more about the real qualities that are necessary for a human being. And only couples who clear the test should be advised to go ahead with a lifelong exercise of parenting. Let me come back to my experience of being a mother. As I said, I became a mother when I was quite young, and maybe that's why I grew up with my daughter. I learned about life along with her, learned to be free and empowered with her. To be absolutely honest, I learned to be strong and courageous by seeing her deal with life. When she left home at the age of 18, I was scared. I tried not to think about the horrifying stories of crimes against women. I stopped watching crime thrillers, and I still remember being terrified every time I watched the film Taken. I kept thinking of all the possible crimes that could be committed against my young daughter. Sometimes I called her up and panicked if she didn't pick up my call. I would imagine the worst possible accidents and crimes happening to her. The next few minutes as I messaged her multiple times used to feel like agonizing hours before she would reply something like, "At the studio, we'll call you back." Or attending a session will call you back, and so on. But over the next years, I learned to let go. I learned to believe in my child's adulthood, her courage and her convictions, her follies and her resilience. I learned to let her live her life. I know it's not easy, because parenthood becomes an addictive habit. It's hard to let go of your child and embrace your identity as a woman above that of a mother. But I did, after years of agony and struggle. Now, when people ask me, "Are you not concerned when your daughter travels late at night in strange countries?" I just smile at them and feel proud about myself. I think I've learned to acknowledge her as a person. Have you gone through the similar experience of cutting off that bond and letting them grow as individuals? Yes, it's hard, no doubt. You have seen them grow up. You feel responsible. And your love for them can be quite overwhelming for you too. But have you ever thought of letting them just go?